2017 Capricornia Yearling Sale in Rockhampton. 95 quality yearlings, all eligible for the $200,000 Capricornia Race Series. 16 are Bob's eligible and 82 Cutis eligible, including the $250,000 Cutis Jewel. Aquas Farm Lots carry a $100,000 winner's bonus for the 2018 two-year-old sale race. Visit cqtba.com. Phone bids accepted.
50 months interest-free store-wide, now at Harvey Norman. That's no deposit and no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until May 2021. It's a great time to shop for new season looks in furniture, bedding, home appliances, technology and entertainment. 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until May 2021. Minimum financed amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Limited time only at Harvey Norman.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And it is 10:05 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We've got a big day coming up today. After 11, we'll look at Nangle Harness with Amanda Rando. Bathurst Greyhound, Stuart Turner, Mick Wallace. We'll have a look at Coonamble for us today. Warren Huntley will check out Stony Creek. We'll have the stewards report the whole lot. Gary Cleese about to join us in just a moment. Now, some news through this morning. First of all, let's have a look here and see. Jim Byrne will not be riding Perfect Dare for Matt Dunn. He's decided to stay in Brisbane next Saturday. And Hugh Bowman will ride Perfect Dare in the Country Championship final next Saturday, replacing Jim Byrne. Matty Dunn was surprised Jim wouldn't be on him. Now, another twist. Cody Morgan has picked Ty England to ride Pellerin. He says Ty was always in the mix to ride, but he waited until after the wild card to see how many runners he'd have on Saturday. So Ty England will ride Pellerin, and Hugh Bowman will go into Perfect Dare in the Country Championships final at Randwick next Saturday. Now, let's see. We've got racing today at Ballina. Overcast, a heavy nine there. Gary Cleese, you'll know exactly what's going on. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Yeah, good with those riding changes. What did you say, Hughie Bowman, Perfect Dare?
Perfect Dare there for Matty.
And Pellerin is...
Ty England.
Yeah, they've got a great chance. I mean, I hope it stays dry down there for Perfect Dare because that's what he needs. But
yeah.
Sentimental values. I'd love Pellerin to win for young Cody Morgan. He's a great young boy, and he's done it tough for a couple of years. But anyway.
He's doing a good job with his horses, I tell you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're horsemen, sure.
Yeah,
he is. Him and his brother and his dad. His dad was Australian champion saddlebred riding, went to America. I don't know if you've ever heard him on Fox Sport Caller Radio.
No.
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely. One of the best radio announcers in Australia, he is. He's just a brilliant radio announcer and does a lot on Fox Sports for the big pro radios anyway. So, great. Good family, and it'll be a good race. It's working into a good one, mate.
Yeah, too right. Good luck to everyone who's made it there. And may the best horse win now today. We've got Ballina Overcast Heavy 9 there.
Yeah, we'll get an improvement, Sean. We'll get an improvement. My son's a deputy chief steward, and he went for a walk around early this morning about 6:30. He said, look, there was a bit of dew on it, and he went to a heavy nine, but they'll go back. We're getting good breeze coming in, coming off the sea, and if it continues there, and for a great cover of grass, and it's been playing terrific of late, Ballina, so if it stays fine like it is at the moment, I've got no doubt we'd get an upgrade. And those boys out there, young George Ockham, they're a former jockey, Simon. Who's with him? I know George is the course creator out there, but they do a magnificent job. They really do. They need some credit because their riding career was finished, and they've got another career in looking after racetracks. So they're doing a good job, mate.
Too right. Now the first day today, we take out six Grand Dazzler, two French Song, $3.10, three Candlelight, $4, along with four Fabulous Floyd. Now one My Cousin Jackie, $4.40, seven Premier Place, $8, five Sound World, $23.
23, Sound World, eh? Ooh, a little sneaky one there. Okay, 1, 2, 5, 3. Look, I'm at the top weight here, My Cousin Jackie. She is just a beautiful, big, strong mare. She's had 9 starts. She's won 4 out of 9. Cracking last preparation. Then she resumed first up in the Queen of the North. She wasn't disgraced, beating 4 lengths. And I thought she was a little bit disappointing behind Perfect Dare in that lead up to the championship at Grafton. But I like to win the other day. That was here 17 days ago. That was her first go at the 19. She just rolled. She kicked. Looking at her, there was still improvement. She drops half a kilo on that. She had 60.5 here 17 days ago, and she gets 60 kilos today. And look, she's versatile. If they want to go hard with some of these might, she can come off at speed and win. I just like this mare. I think she's going really good at the moment. Two French song. I've got her as the big danger. Les Ross has got her. Only run up for Les. He's got a great habit of bringing one down to the rivers and going home with a win. And this little mare's got solid form around her. Crossover nose bend on her first time. She might just get up on the Chewy a bit. But she did run second at Doomin in a 70 rating. Sixth at Eagle Farm, run second back at the Gold Coast and run fourth at the Gold Coast last start. But the key's with this little man. She's a four times winner and two of her wins have been on the soft and heavy. So we know she can get through it. I got one at big odds, is Five Sound World. And the reason why I want to say this, she's a four times winner. Her four wins have all been on wet tracks. She's had two runs back. She ran 11th of 11th, beaten four lengths in one of those class four lead up to the qualifying championship. She was over the top. She looked a little bit big when she finished five lengths behind my cousin Jackie here with 56. She drops 2 kilos. She's never won first up. She's never won second up. And her best form's been third up. And she's won for 15 and 19. And she's won here. I think she's well and truly, if there's a knockout here and they run hard, she'll get back off the speed. And she'll look really good in the mounting yard today. And I give three candidates a chance. So, look, he can get through it. The beauty about him, he gets a little bit of claim for Corey Bayliss. And he has one on the track, and there was nothing wrong with his run behind Kilmanook when getting to the line over the mile. So back up to the 19.05 will suit him a lot better. But on with the top eight, I mean, she's a nice mare and a progressive mare. 1, 2, 5, and 3 for me in race one, Sean.
And as Sound World, she goes all right on the soft. She's had a fair strike rate. 4 wins, 2 seconds out of 17 on the soft. So can handle
it. I've seen this little mare go first up in a mounting yard. Look, she'll look okay. I've had a good look at her second up. I saw her one day just blow them away third up at Armidale on a real, real wet track. She's trained by a young fella called Peter Youngbury. A lot of people don't know Pete. Pete was a good apprentice. He went to Sydney and rode a lot of winners. He went overseas to be one of the trainers for the big stables overseas, and then he came back, and I think he spent a lot of time with Lloyd Williams. He's a smart boy. He knows what he... And the beauty about Peter Youngbury, he rides work, and he walked past me the other day, and he gave a grin, and I said, "How is she?" He said, "One more, Gaz." So if you want a knockout at a bit of odds, she might be the one to see on world.
And as you said, some of them take a couple of runs to come right, so there you go.
Sure, she's by spinning well, and would be me if they can get over a trip. Yeah, I think she's a key runner, and I don't think she's entitled to be that price, and if you want to have a stab at something at a bit of odds in a small field that can handle the wet, she might be the way to go, mate.
Beautiful. Now, the next we take out three, how jammy's that? 7 Trusted Magic and 8 Bring Me the Voice. Now, 12 War Chest, 3 Even. 2 Blatant Warrior, 370. 4 Mystic Skies, 6-9. Grenard Bay, 650, along with 10 Milady Duchess. 13 Rain at 9.50, 11 Rhythm and Bells 26.1, Benny Bo Yang 51, along with 5 Professor Roy and 6 Winnico.
Yeah, I'm 9.2, 12 and 4. I'm with the 9 Grenard Bay here from the Brian Dyer stable. Brian's got a couple of runners here today, and Brad Stewart rides this guy, and well, the mare. I mean, she's had 13 days, she's been placed 3, but just banking off the last, the more he keeps stepping you up, the better she goes. She run 3rd at Ipswich over 1,200. She's run 4th at Doomben, beaten 2.3. She run 3rd at the Sunshine Coast over 1,400 metres, beaten 3.3. Now, you might look at her form and you'll say, what happened last start when she was beaten 13.5 lengths? But it was in a rating 60. We're talking about a maidener coming from city grade in a rating 60 back to country grade here over 1.05 miles. Yeah, I like her. I think she's beautifully placed. Two Blatant Warrior. I know he's had a few goes. He's had 11 goes in place 3, but I like his last two runs. He ran third behind I2 Condense in a good maiden beaten 4. He ran third at Lismore on a leader's bias track, beaten 3.3. He's fit. He draws good. He can handle rain-affected ground. So I think he definitely goes in. War Chest, Noli Doyle. Now, Noel's got two runners. I like his other runner later on, but we'll get to that. But this mare's had, well, she had 5 goes. She's yet to be placed. She's had 3 runs back in a maiden 13, went to the Gold Coast, run 4th at 1,400 metres and went to Doomin on a soft over a mile. Had 3 goes on rain-affected ground and yet to be placed, but in a good yard and coming off pretty strong form. I give Majestic Sky a chance. I know he's had a few goes, this guy, but he draws good. He gets a lightweight with the claim. He can handle a bit of given the track, and there is a win in one day, whether it's today or not. But nevertheless, you won't get a fit of horse with the claim. But on with the 9, I think she's well placed, and I just can't... I'm going to catch up with Brian Day at the track, why he run her in a 60 rating and not finding a maiden. So hold some keys. 9, 2, 12 and 4 in race 2, Sean.
Righto, the next one, Bush Bandicoot, 4 panned out, 14 Mind Thief and 17 Paru River come out. Now here, number 10, Old Beer is 370. Number 7, Go Hard on Healer. four even, six Falkirk Drive, 420, then out to 12 Silver Gums at 850, five Attila 950, number eight, Mimi's Choice is a $15 pop. At number 13, Vivid Image, 17, 15 Porn Star Pete, 19, 19 When in Doubt, 34, 16 Time to Hewler, 41, two Dubai Dynamo, 51, along with three Having on Henry and 11 Show of Hand.
Geez, I tell you what, I wish this should have been on a dry track. This is a real good maiden. The more you peek through the form, it's open. But I made one of the best bets of the day, and it's $9.50, and my numbers are 5, 10, 7, and 12. I'm in the 5 Attila here. Now, Noel Doyle trains. The more I peek through his old form, back in 2016, he had two trials. He won a trial and then run second in another trial. He took him to Doomben, and obviously things went quite not right for him. He was beat 60.2 lengths in a Doomben maiden, and nine winners have come out of the race. He resumed him, he won a trial, and then he ran second in a trial. Now, he walked in the mounting yard the other day. I just snuck over to Nolly because he's a smart man. He had a good horse called Kinshi Day. He knows how to get a horse right. And I walked past him, he's by Iron Invincible, this horse. And I said, gee, a lovely horse, that he, little nuggety bloke. He said, you know why I brought him down here? And he said, he wants to trip away. He's got a little bit fiery. But he did everything right. Look, he pinned the leads, he drove to the front, he looked home to the world. And it was just that last 50 metres he petered out. If you had a look at him in the yard, you'd understand why he did knock up. And it was 12.50. Now, I know he's drawn awkward, but I reckon there's speed in here to get him a little bit of cover. And I reckon if Jack can sit on him and wait for the last bit, and he brings him back here normally because he's got an opinion of him and just a tripping around. So he's on top. I'm only one of the best bets of the day. 10, Alt Bay, nice filly. Now, she didn't do anything at the trial. She debuted at $61 at Eagle Farm in a maiden, beaten 1.3, shot to the front out of the gates, run along, and it was just the last probably 150 or 100 metres she was run down. So I couldn't lead a lot into a trial, but like I said, she was $61 on debut, but she's only got to reproduce that Eagle Farm run to be very hard to beat here. Seven Go On Early, he's a little ripper. I liked him when he debuted here. I liked his trial. He's a by Hidden Dragon out of a good mare in Lots of Hula. His run was good. Huffs and Boots just grabbed him the last bit. You would say today, one gate, drops 2 kilos and be a lot better for the run. And I'm showing 12 of Silver Gums in really nicely by Snippet Sun. There wasn't a lot of the last preparation, but this prep, she's come back a lot stronger, and she hit the line really good over the 800 metres on a heavy track first up at Coffs Harbour. So I've got no worries with her with the a heavy track in 1,005 will suit her a lot better. Mightn't be the easy maiden, Sean, but I'm on with the 5 at the 9.50, 5, 10, 7 and 12, race 3.
Now the 4th, we've got a full field, 1 Prince May, Ted, $2.80, number 2 Hyde Design, $3.80, 4 Puffs Girl, $4.40, 6 Night Templar, 9, 7 Destiny's Lass is 11, 8 She Tells Lies, 13, 5 Florida Yellow, 15, 3 SA Rider, 21, and 9 Dashing Wind, $26, the $2,000 purchase, Prince May, Ted favourite.
Oh, he's a beauty, Sean.
What a great story.
Yeah, he's been a good meal. Look at that, 189,000 in prize money. You say, well, he cost 3,000, was it?
$2,000, apparently.
Pickering. No, he's a bot. Well, I've seen a lot of him. Look, I'm 1, 4, and 7. I'm with the two Hydras, and I'll just go through you why, because he's an 8-times winner. He's a 6-times winner on wet ground. He absolutely shrides. He's got a really good second-up record. He's won here before. He pops off a good speed. He's one of those little horses that can just sit back off a speed and find the line really strong. So I'm just with him. I like the claim for Corey Bayliss. I think that's vital. Now, I've got no knocks on Prince Nature because I still think he's the best horse in the race. He's won 7 and been placed 13 times. Just a little thing with him. He's had 5 goes first up and he's never saluted. He's been in the placings all of 5, but he's never won. His best record is second up. That's the only minus I've got with him. I've got no worries with him on rain affected ground, and I've got no worries with him beating this type of field. Just that second up record. Four Puffs Girl, I really like this little mare. I like the way she's going in Queensland. One at Toowoomba, second at Toowoomba, went to Randwick in a 78 rating. So she's had a bit of shipping around. Back to Toowoomba, run second. Back to Toowoomba, run third. She gets 52.5 kilos on her back, this little mare. 6-times winner and a 2-times winner on wet ground, she can get through it. She has got no weight on her back, and she drops 4.5 kilos on that last run and a 75 rating at Toowoomba. And my 7 Destiny's Lass, good little mare, just looking at it, she, her coat wasn't 100%. There was still nothing wrong with her first up run, but she's a really good second up mare and a great wet tracker too. She's won 6 overall, and 4 of her wins have been on really wet tracks, and 4 of those wins on wet tracks have all been at Ballina. So she'd had improvement in her first up. 2-1, 4-7 for me in race 4.
Okay, we go to the fifth Planet 7, Push the Sky Away, 11 Traconi and 12 My Cousin Bob. Now 4 Take O Boom, $5, 3 Queen Charlotte, $5.50, along with 6 My Cousin Rhett, 9 Invincible Storm, 8 Round Mountain Gem, 6, 5 Blackridge, $7.50, number 2 Kurok is $9.50, 1 Cyclone, 15 and 10 Destiny's General, 16.
Yeah, nice little race. So I'm 4, 3, 2 and 6, on with it for Tycho Boom. I like this horse, and I still reckon he's got a little bit to learn. He's only had 11 starts, he's won 1 and placed 4, he won a Doomed and Maiden 4 runs ago, and then he went back to Ipswich and run 3rd. He ran 4th in a real strong race behind Rolling Roman. 2 winners have come out of it, and Rolling Roman since gone on to win at the Gold Coast. And I thought he was terrific at Grafton, but I just a little man had to sit on him, Maniki Bell, and she grabbed him right on the line. They did run a record, and he can get through ground. And I like the gate, and I like that Daniel Griffin, he sticks with him. He's been on his back his last two, and he comes here to ride him. And not only that, when Maniki Bell grabbed him, and she only grabbed him 50 metres out, he did have 60 kilos on his back. I mean, we're talking a horse here today that dropped 4.5 kilos. He's on his home track. Admittedly, he's going to a class 3. But, yeah, I like him. I think Queen Charlotte's the danger. She was really good to win at Moreland Bar 4 runs ago. Then she lost a rider out of the gates when she blundered. And the last two have been over the 1,000 and 1,100 metres behind High Sexy and Rothbury. But she gets back up to a right distance. 1,250 will suit her a lot better. And she likes a bit of speed on and gets back. Kurok's an interesting run of the two. He's only had the one run for Tony Gollan in Queensland. I think, don't quote me, he may have been trained by Chris Leeson. For some unknown reason, I had that in the back of my mind because I did see him win at Tarree going back 3 runs ago. But I think there was a bit of merit in his first up run at Doomben, where he ran 7th to 9th. He was beaten 5.8 lengths, but it was a pretty strong race. And he's won on wet ground. He's won up to 14.50, so that run would have brought him along. And 6, My Cousin Rhett, look, he's had 2 runs back. He's also can get over a mile, this big horse, but when they produced him first up at Grafton, and no one would have thought he would have won a 1,000-metre race. He'd come from a long way back at Searchdome and got the money, and come from a long way back in a rating 60 year beyond Destiny that beat the 2.4 with 58 on his back. But he's won on wet ground. He's won here before, and he drops 5.5 kilos and goes up to the 1,255. So I think he's going to be the back marker that's going to be getting home late with no weight on his back. 4, 3, 2, and 6 for me in race 5.
It's a bit of form in that race, isn't there? There's a few chances.
Well, Blackridge goes good. I've let him out. I mean, he's got a little soft trial. I wouldn't lead him a lot into that trial at Grafton where he was beat 7.7 lengths. Blinkers go on in first time, but you can't ask for horse to do any more. He's had 5 goes. He's won 2 and been placed 1. And Cyclones is an interesting runner, Sean. He might be the Omen tip too, but geez, a lovely horse. Honestly, I've been tagging this horse at the trials. I've been waiting for him to come to the races. The only concern is, and look, they must be confident enough to run him on a wet, on a heavy track. He resumes 12 months. He won a Mudgee Maiden, a class 1 over a mile. Then he went to Bathurst and they stepped him up 3,000 metres. I believe that he's had a few issues in his legs. But I tell you what, when he walks in the mounting yard, he didn't get a chance to look at him on Sky Thoroughbred Central. The Hacken people are just loving. He is a big grey horse. He's just a magnificent type. And the interesting thing with him, Luke Dipman's only ride here today. He's booked him a lot. And the only concern with him is the wet track. But I see they've got concussion plates on him first time, so he may have feet issues too. But he's probably one of the surprise packets that I've left out. Had it been a dry track, I've got no doubt I would have had him well and truly up the mix, and I haven't got him in the mix here. So just have to have a look at him in the yard and take the punt. 4, 3, 2, and 6, race 5, Sean.
And the other thing that makes it a bit tricky, 6 of the 9 are either first, have only had, or first up or only had 1 or 2 runs. So a lot of them still very fresh.
Yeah, you're dead on. Good little race. Good.
Yeah, too right.
So I reckon the race 6, the next race coming up, is the better one, mate.
All right. Now the 6th here, the class 2. And just to look for our scratchings, we pull out 1 Schopenhauer and number 12 Mugem. Now 3 Cascada Rossa is $4.40, 2 Cafe Terrace $5, number 4 Luna Fiore $5.50, 10 Jazzy Ruler $6, 7 Matheson Lane $6.50, 8 Speranza $7.50, 5 Lighthouse Keeper at $10, 11 My Cousin Bob $17, 6 Crichton $26, 9 I'll Miss You $31.
Right, I'm 4, 2, 8, and 3. I'm with the 4 here, Luna Fiore. I mean, you look around, we'll go back to Cascada Rossa later on, but, I mean, this thing is perfect. I mean, she won a Doomben Maiden 4 runs ago. She ran 3rd at Ipswich, she ran 5th at Ipswich, 13.50. She came back here and beat Fashion Saga and beat her fair and square. She had 57.5 and she gets 57.5 today. Now, She had to track up 3 and 4 wide from probably leaving the 600-metre mark. You would see today with the speed insider and outsider from that three gate that gives Alana Fancourt that beautiful sit on her. And she handled the track perfect here. Big grey mare, lovely big mare, and I just think she's weighted really good. The two Cafe Terrace, now, I mean, if you can forget that Eagle Farm run, it was the apprentice's race, and not taking anything away from the young boy that rode him, but the track wasn't playing right. They were getting down the middle. It just was nowhere near right. I mean, this fella run second at Doom and behind Tickle Mark, then came back and run 30 behind Rolling Raymond. He went to the Gold Coast to win, then run third at Doomben, and then run third at Grafton behind Napashini in a good race. I mean, he's beautifully placed from the gate, and he can handle a bit of give in the track. I've got 8 well and truly in here, Esperanza. She is one real nice mare. Stephen Lee's got her. She won a Gold Coast Class 1 3 runs ago. She ran second behind Mashani Phoenix, had beaten 0.1 of a length at Ipswich. And probably the damage was done when Daniel Griffin had to get up on his bike and get going 600, 700 from home. She had to work up 3 and 4 wide, and she actually found the front of 150. So that little bit of an early, that effort at the 600 just took it out of her, and she was beaten 1.1. But she's won here at Belna, a wet form, 6 starts, 1 win, 3 places, and she gets 1 kilo over the limit. Three-car starter, Russell, look, he's a nice horse, but he's just not quite there yet. He did an awful lot wrong when he resumed first up at Lismore, and just a good ride by Matty McGowan got him home 17 days ago to win a maiden. So, like I said, he's still got a lot to learn. He wants to throw his head around. My only concern is he's coming off a maiden with 58.5. He only drops a kilo, and he's going from maiden to Class 2, where Luna Fiore is coming off a Class 1 and gets in at exactly the same weights, and you know she can handle the rain-affected track. But, I mean, if he does mend his ways, which obviously Matt Dunne, he's going to be a work in progress with him, but obviously he'll work him out, and he sticks with him, Matty McGowan. I think it's a good race, but I'm 4-2-8-3 for me in race 6.
You know, the interesting thing, guys, just have a look through here, of all the runners, there's only been 5 heavy track runs between them on the actual heavy.
Lighthouse Keeper, has he got any real good... I mean, his one at Lismore was good on a leader's bias.
He's had one go on the soft. He's never raced on a heavy.
He was on a leader's bias track at Lismore. Yeah. And the leader got the Chief League Academy. Mm. Another one that can handle, and I've probably left her, and I know she hasn't won on a Jazzy Ruler, but her 3 runs this time have been good, and she gets no weight on her back. Tell you what, Matheson Lane, he's won on a heavy, though.
He's the only one that's won on the heavy, yeah.
Yeah, I'd okay, yeah. And he's the only suspect about him that he's got to run 14.05, but he does drops 5.5 kilos. He carries 8.5 beyond Destina here. So, yeah, well, he's got the wet track form or the heavy track form at least.
Makes it interesting, doesn't it, when you try to find
him? You do your homework, don't you?
No, he's got a good form, God. The last, we take out numbers 1 Royal Roulette, 2 Jure, 3 Danish Ombre, 9 Noble Ethics, 13 Red Bohemia, and 14 Rose of Wurrum. Now, 5 Lillooette, $3.60, 4 Darkling at $4.28, Good Judge, $6, along with 10 Corliss Premi, 11 Rahiva Las Vegas, $7.50, 15 Connolly, $9, 7 Zuccarinas, $11, then 6 His Lordship at $18, and 12 Before You Think, $41. Nearly everything sort of given an each way chance here.
I like this horse, and I've been waiting to see him come back here. I'm 8, 5, 4, and 10. I'm with him here, 8 Good Judge. Now, Lisa going to change him at the Gold Coast. Good trainer, Lisa, too. And look, he's had 5 runs back, and I saw him the day when he walked in the mounting yard first up. He ran second. He ran a huge race. I mean, he had condition on him a mile long. High Sexy beat him 1.3. She came out the wind maybe a next start or the start after. Then he ran 50 here behind Sirock, and he looked a little bit better, but he got a mile out of his ground. 1,000 was too short. Then he ran second behind Dusty on a leader's bias track getting to the line at Lismore. He ran fourth at Lismore behind Zuccarina. And I thought his run at the Gold Sunshine Coast was good. He tracked up. He actually found the front halfway down the running. And I like the way he really fought on down the running. He's beaten 1.7. He draws good. He's won 3, and 2 of them have been on wet ground. I wouldn't say they've been on heavy, but I just like this last run. Now, one little mare that tries on heavy ground is the 5 Lillooette. If you replay her first up run, there's no way in the world this mare is a 1,000 metre mare. She's a mare that gets over 1,800, 17, and 1,600 metres, but she was huge. She was a mile off and going down the back, and McGowan rode her, and he's rode her a lot. He probably just can't ride her here because he's got to ride Matty Dunn's Darkin, but boy, oh boy, she hit the line now. She's going second up from 1,000 into a mile, 1,605. But she gets a bit of claim for Jackson Murphy, but just that wet form's good and the track form's just outstanding. So She's going to be very, very hard to beat. Paul Darkening goes good, goes really, really good. He's disappointed at least more, but I'd put that down a lot to the track. But I like the last run here behind Luna Fiore. She's a former Adelaide galloper and Dunn's got her, but she was doing her best part on the line late. And then we go down to the 10 Callers Primi. Well, she's won 2 out of 40, but her Ipswich win was terrific over He's All Heart last start. And the beauty about this little mare that she can get through rain-affected ground, she's just found a bit of form of late. So, but I'm with the 80. I like him, and it's interesting to have another good look at him in the yard, because like I said, I saw him for his first four, and he was a lot better at his last two prior to going to the Sunshine Coast. So I'm 8-5, 4-10 for me in the last, Sean.
All right. Now, what about your best, Gary? What do you what stands out?
Yeah, I'm taking a punt because I like this little horse. He's by the horse from Nolly Doyle's, race 3, number 5, Attila. I just like him. I know he's doing a sticky gait, but I like his first start run. It was 12.50 and he blew out the last bit. I like him coming back to the 1,000 and toughen up, and it'll be interesting to see how he parades. So race 3, number 5, Attila, and race 6, number 4, Luna Fiore. I think she can go back-to-back coming off that last start win here. So they're my two best. Race 3, number 5, race 6, number 4, quaddy numbers. We'll go 1, 2 and 4 in the first leg, Widener up in the second leg with 4, 3, 2, 6, 4, 2 and 8 in the third leg, and 8, 5 and 4, so it'll probably cost you about $108 for 100% Sean on that quaddy, mate.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Gary. Have a good day. We'll hear you from the Mounting Yard later on today on Sky Thoroughbred Central with the late mail.
Good on you, Sean. I'll talk to you shortly.
Gary Cleasy looking at Ballina today, overcast a heavy 9 there. It's 10.30 at Sky Sports Radio.
Australia's best clash in just 5 days. Just 5 days.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
On the road again. Danish Twist is flying on the outside. Just can't wait to get on the road again. And she got him.
The Big Sports Breakfast is on the road again for the Provincial Championship. We'll be live from select tracks around the state on the mornings of the qualifiers.
As contenders strive for a spot in the Bridge Finals at Royal Randwick.
Join the Big Sports Breakfast live from Newcastle this Wednesday on Sky Sports Radio.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Here's 14 for the equine queen of the world, Winx.
Where will you be when Winx goes for glory this racing season? Get to Royal Randwick or Rosehill Gardens to experience the thrill and excitement of live racing. See the champions of the sport battle it out. Who will trump the best of the best? Will Winx continue her winning streak? Make sure you're on track to find out and to be a part of the action. Visit theatc.com.au.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected fridge or washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging and the old fridge or washer taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Sports Radio. It's time for Going Greyhounds. With all the news from kennels and courses around the country, here's Mark Duclos.
And a very good morning. Welcome along to Going Greyhounds, this 27th day of March 2017. We've got Terry Marie Morris joining us in just a moment. And she, of course, prepares Jezalenko, which took out the Group 2 Traralgon Cup on Saturday evening. I was trackside there. It was a terrific night. Big crowd in attendance. And Jezalenko also earned himself a bonus as far as winning the Gippsland Racing Series sprinting is concerned. And